the fact that he wishes to guarantee the right to collect deposits. I'm not sure whether that is a change of title. Since the bill relates to interest on deposits, it may not be, and that's something for you gentlemen to determine. This would state a policy regarding the rights of utilities to collect deposits, whereas it does not reference the interest, and this is something that I just noticed now and I don't know the answer to, but I'd hope you'd consider. On the latter part of the amendment, I respectfully suggest for protection of the utilities that you retain the language in the bill that says $100 or more for recurring monthly service, because otherwise you get into the question of deposits for construction, which you're more familiar with than I am, but it was the intent of the people who expressed concern about protecting the utilities that we specify what we're talking about here, and this was the way the drafters chose to do it. So to me, the issue centers on the first sentence of the amendment. I respectfully suggest you retain the original language for the second, which does no damage to the intent of the maker of the amendment. With the first one, my only two questions are, number one, is it applicable under the title? And number two, if it makes a change in public policy, I don't understand the background of those changes. I don't object on principle, I don't think. But I guess the only question I would have about the substance is, what sort of public utilities do not provide recurring monthly service and therefore would not fit under this bill? It's something that I guess I should have been prepared to speak on. I don't have any objection to the concept. I'm just not sure if this is the place to do it in relation to pending actions before APUC and the title.
Probably it will fit under the title, I'm sure. And as far as I can see, all that he's doing is changing it. There must be something else, but all he's doing is saying, giving them the option to collect a deposit or not to. And if they do collect a deposit, to pay it at an interest rate sometime, when they pay it off or...
Senator, may I ask you this? I guess the difficulty in my answering the question, for the services that I understand, like, for example, you got a telephone, recurring monthly service of that sort, I can understand that. But if someone is collecting your garbage or something of that sort, where they're providing you with a service and based upon their accomplishing the service, you then pay them, I really don't know if it's appropriate. I haven't thought about it. The only thing that made me nervous when I first heard about it was that... Well, I mean, there are some kinds of things that would fall under utility services that are not recurring monthly service, or where they are recurring monthly service may not be appropriate to a deposit. I just don't know. What I was focusing on in this bill were those entities that we know there's a deposit situation that has got to be addressed. Power, electricity, you know, heat.
But in his amendment, he's saying, public utility of any kind for recurring monthly service, at their option, can collect a deposit. Now, if they do collect a deposit, then they have to pay interest. That's what he's saying.
I guess my answer is, if it doesn't change the law or the practices that are going on, I've got no objection to it.
The only thing he's changing is that the interest at the time, you say it's the interest at the time the deposit was made, or if it's an interest-bearing, at the interest rate of the interest-bearing account. And now they're doing the same.
No, sir, he's just replacing the first sentence ending on line 13 with the word returned. Everything else would remain. He's taking out the sentence, a public utility that collects and retains shall pay interest on or before.
Leave interest paid under there? Well, then all he's doing actually is changing the option. They're giving public utility the option of either collecting or not.
He's just stating in statute that they have the right to collect.
Which there's a feeling that the APUC may adopt a regulation stating that they cannot collect.
Well, with all due respect, that doesn't seem even remotely possible to me.
Well,
if there's another issue involved, I don't know what it is.
No telling what APUC is going to do.
That may be, sir.
Well, I understand what you're saying then. You're saying that the part of this amendment which you would support, which you would prefer, would be a public utility may collect and retain a deposit for reoccurring monthly service, period, put that in front.
I would say if it is the
sentence prior to that.
Right. If it is the policy judgment of this committee and the Senate that language is necessary to protect the status quo, I don't object to it if it's your judgment. But I would respectfully submit that is the way to do it, to insert the sentence number one and leave the language of the bill intact.
Right.
But again, I'm not competent to answer the question as to whether that's necessary. The witness has made his statement. I leave it to you.
Okay, was there anybody else here to speak on behalf of this bill? Alright, since a few questions have arisen regarding this, I'm going to hold it until Wednesday, and hopefully you can come back as a committee substitute if Representative Gall and Mr. Hutchins can work out something there. Well, let me finish. But if you two can work out your differences there, then contact Mr. Taylor in the office and we'll look at the full committee substitute.
Chairman, I'd be quite content to go with the form of the amendment as proposed by Representative Gall. I think it's correct. His language is probably better than mine.
Okay, we'll take I think maybe there are some questions that did come up there, and I think Mr. Gall needs to be satisfied there. And so Wednesday, if you can come back with the substitute, we'll take it up at that time.
Could I ask you a favor? I ran into some problems with my CNRA committee today because I didn't get up here when I should have. Would it be appropriate for me to respectfully ask that we be the first item considered so I could be sure to be here on time and get it out of the way for you?
I think we can do that.
You can always ask.
We'll adjourn.